Milan Konjović attended primary school and grammar school from 1904 to 1916 and showed his extraordinary artistic talent from a very young age. As a 16-year-old student, he presented his work of around 50 landscapes for the first time at the Sombor Grammar School exhibition in 1914. He went on to enroll at the Prague Academy of Fine Arts in 1919, and his mentor was Professor Vlach Bukovac. After two semesters, unsatisfied with his professor and the surviving principals of the academy, Milan continued his studies on his own. He went to the studio of the avant-garde painter Jan Zrzavi, who directed him to study the works of Leonardo da Vinci. In Prague, he also met his future wife, Emma Masztowska, a Czech woman of Polish origin. After a short stay in Sombor, Konjović continued his developmental path in Vienna, where he was mainly attracted to the work of Oskar Kokoschka and Egon Schiele. He went on study trips to Munich, Berlin, and Dresden. With his wife Emma, he finally arrived in Paris in 1924, where he visited the private studios of many famous painters. Konjović had his first studio in Paris in the Montrouge Commune. He exhibited at famous Parisian salons and managed to get the attention of the artistic public with his solo exhibitions. At the beginning of 1932, Konjović returned to his homeland and started painting the plains of Bačka with its wheat fields, corn, and old country roads. On his summer vacations in Dalmatia, he painted the lavish colors of the Dalmatian coast. Unfortunately, his artistic development was cut short, as at the beginning of World War II, he was held captive in the German camp of Osnabrück. After the war, Konjović changed his attitude towards the objects he painted. His style became freer, with pure color dominating. Towards the end of his life, he turned his hand to Byzantine art, and those works completed his rich opus of around 6,000 pieces, oil paintings, pastels, tempera, drawings, and artworks created using other techniques. In 1979, Milan Konjović was elected a full member of the Vojvodina Academy of Sciences and Arts. In 1986, a corresponding member of the Yugoslav Academy of Sciences and Arts. And in 1992, a full member of the Serbian Academy of Sciences and Arts. He was the recipient of many significant awards and recognitions in his homeland and abroad. He died on October 20th, 1993, and was buried in the Great Orthodox Cemetery in Sombor.